The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson, teacher April Huber, and we have two students joining us today, Jean Cassidy and Allie Albanese. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. April, at your school, you are operating a shop called the Trojan Cafe. It is operated by your special education department. So how did this idea come about?
Well, living in a rural area, we felt the students needed a lot of employability skills for after they graduate high school. So we built an in-house business. So we're running it. We started it all together. They do the inventory. They make the drinks. They take the money, the orders. We have phone orders, in-person orders. And that's what we're doing. And it's been successful so far.
Wow. It sounds pretty neat. Well, how long had the planning process taken before you could actually open the cafe?
We met in the spring and kind of came up with an idea and started working on drinks that we thought the students would be able to prepare. I toured a couple schools that have a really small cafe, but we decided we could go with it, and I worked on it over the summer, and when we came in the fall, we started.
You hit the ground running there.
Yeah, we did. But we're running it like a regular business, so the students had to complete an application. They had to do an interview. All the students interviewed with a small committee. They had to pass a safety skills test before they were allowed in the kitchen at all. And we're working mostly on our juniors and seniors. Our freshmen are in the kitchen preparing our muffins, and we make homemade granola bars, so we've pretty much included everyone.
Well, in the way of drinks, what all do you offer to customers?
We have cold brews that are three different flavors. We have a frozen brew, three different flavors. It's kind of like a blend, kind of milkshakey. It's delicious. We have green tea refreshers with, I think, five flavors, yes. And then we have strawberry lemonade that's really good. That's a big seller. And then we have coffees and hot tea, too.
Well, you're all set. Well, before it was a coffee shop, it's my understanding that you had a coffee cart that would go around. How did that system work?
Another teacher ran that, but it was a cart on Thursdays, and that was just for teachers. So teachers would place an order online at the beginning of the week, and then the students would go around on Thursdays to deliver the product.
Mm-hmm. Well, in preparation to run the Trojan Cafe, what type of equipment have you purchased to make the operation go?
Right now, we just have basic coffee makers, blenders. We don't really have any super, super fancy equipment yet, but right now we're working with what we've got, and it's going well.
Well, and you want things to be profitable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you say that things are going well so far?
Yeah, we're making a profit. Duncan coming into the mix has kind of hurt us a little bit this week, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Yeah, I think it's going well. We have to turn some students away in the halls because the lines are long and the bell rings, and we're only open periods 2, 3, 5, and 6. So, yeah.
Well, April, I appreciate that information. I'd like to turn to Jean right now. Jean, you work at the Trojan Cafe, so what is your favorite drink to make for customers?
I'd have to say the cookies and cream frozen blue.
Yeah. Well, what is your favorite drink personally? What tastes the best to you?
The hot coffee, just plain black.
Yeah, well, you and I are in the same camp. I'm with you on that. Allie, let me ask you, what is the hardest part of your job?
On the cash register.
And running the cash register?
Counting the money.
Well, what do you like the most, the very most, about your job?
I like to take orders, get the customers, and I like to make the drinks, because I make good drinks for them.
And you get to talk to them a little bit while they're waiting for their order?
Yep.
That's cool. That's really cool. I like this whole concept. So, April, the Trojan Cafe, it is showing a profit. So what does that profit get applied to? What do you use that profit for?
Our students go out 2 times a month on community-based events. They go to Kroger, they'll go to Home Depot, and they'll do a scavenger hunt where they're looking for certain product. They go to a movie 1 time a year, maybe the zoo, but it pays for all of their outings this year, and it also pays for their lunch to eat out while they're on the outing.
Oh, so it's a great use of the profits. Goes right back
into
your
program.
Goes right back
into it, yes.
That's wonderful. Well, Andrew, hey, as superintendent, having the Trojan Cafe must be a fun and beneficial addition to your school. What do you think?
Well, I know Central Office loves it. We're all members of the loyalty program. We all have our cards. And if you buy 9 drinks, you get 1 free. And I'm trying to pace myself. I would have gotten a free drink in the first 9 days, but my wife told me I need to slow down on my Trojan Cafe expenditure. So it's probably going to be more like 9 weeks now. I'm trying to limit myself to 1 cold brew a week. Or I'd be down there every afternoon. And how about Gene drinking black coffee as a favorite? I'm impressed. I got to put a little sweetener and cream in mine, but he's just black. I love it. And we got Allie that not only runs the cash register at Trojan Cafe, is in every drama production as well. We see her up there on stage. She's one of the stars of our drama department. So they're all very active.
Well, she's versatile.
Yes. Yes, she is. So we're really excited about the program, obviously. And what we're really excited about also is once we do the building project, and our listeners will probably remember we're discussing this, the library is going to have a permanent location for the Trojan Cafe. It's going to be a little coffee shop with some seating, some new equipment, things like that. So they're in a temporary location right now for probably year and part of next school year, and then we'll move them into a more permanent one that's a little bit more centrally located as well for our students to be able to access that while they're in the library or when they're in study hall.
That'll be a nice enhancement. Man, wow. I like this program. It engages students at all levels, everybody. I mean, they can stop in, get a drink of their choice, and understand they do have the muffins going, and you know, it's a neat concept. Well, I think having the Trojan Cafe, you know, it's a nice addition, and it certainly provides a pleasant work experience for your students. I've enjoyed this fun conversation with all of you, and I want to thank each of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today. And plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.